Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Community safety will take center stage ahead of the Freedom Festival as families are invited to a free child car seat inspection event in Cass City. Certified technicians will be available from noon to 3 p.m. on July 2nd at the Cass City Municipal Building on Main Street to check installations, provide hands-on guidance, and answer questions about proper child passenger safety. Organizers say correctly installed car seats play a critical role in reducing the risk of injury in a crash and encourage parents and caregivers to stop by with their vehicle and car seat for the complimentary inspection. No appointment is required. And tens of thousands of Michiganders are set to receive financial relief as the state moves forward with another round of medical debt forgiveness. State officials announced that nearly 72,000 residents will have more than $74 million in qualifying medical debt erased through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, which purchases outstanding medical bills and eliminates them. No application is required, and eligible recipients will be notified by mail. Residents qualify if their household income is below 400% of the federal poverty level, or if their medical debt equals at least 5% of their annual income. The latest effort is backed in part by funding approved in Michigan's 2024 budget and follows an earlier round of relief that canceled more than $144 million in medical debt for roughly 210,000 people statewide. Officials say additional debt relief initiatives are planned as the program continues. And U.S. Senate has approved bipartisan legislation aimed at expanding housing availability and addressing affordability challenges across the country, including in Michigan. The measure, known as the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, includes changes designed to encourage new housing development, modernize federal housing programs, and give communities additional tools to increase their housing supply. Among its provisions are higher loan limits for certain multifamily housing projects, expanded flexibility to redevelop vacant buildings into housing, additional support for affordable housing construction through federal grants, and updates to rural housing programs. The bill also contains language intended to limit large institutional investors from purchasing single-family homes, a move supporters say could increase opportunities for individual home buyers. Michigan Senator Gary Peters supported the legislation, which now returns to the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration before it can be sent to the president for signature. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Drivers heading to Sandpoint this summer should expect an increased law enforcement presence along Crescent Beach Road. Officials are reminding motorists that the posted speed limit is 35 miles per hour beyond the Citgo station at Corner Store Market, and are urging drivers to slow down as seasonal traffic increases in the area. The advisory comes as beaches and recreational destinations attract more visitors during the summer months, bringing heavier vehicle, pedestrian, and bicycle traffic to the corridor. Authorities are encouraging everyone to follow posted speed limits and remain alert to help keep residents and visitors safe.
A wildfire can easily destroy whole homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.